you might hear the sound of rain pouring down, and you have to excuse that throughout this episode because it's raining cats and dogs here. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Awkward Adult, and this episode is special because yesterday I completed 2 years of adulting, and also on 12th of July, I would be completing a year since I started with podcasting. Yay! I remember the day 2 years ago, standing in front of the pavement with my laptop bag on, ready to face the world of financial independence and of responsibilities, lots of bills and freedom. So, I was just wondering what would be a good topic to take up for this special day. And I thought that I'll be talking about something which is really philosophical, and I had been thinking about it for a very long time. So it might be a bit contradicting with your thought because these are just ideas and my views and opinions. So today's main theme is peace, content and happiness. The three states that we all desire and chase all our adult life. Is there a difference among them? Does having one means having the others too? These are the few questions that led me to make this episode. Let's start this episode with a drill. I'll be saying the three words one by one, and I'll ask you to close your eyes and just imagine what comes to your mind when you hear the word, or what things in your life you associate with it. So let's start it now. The first word is happiness. Okay, the second one, peace. Third one, content. Okay, time's up. So, did all the three of them led you to the same thing, or were they slightly different from each other? I'll tell you what it was for me. So, when I think of happiness, I just imagine myself with all my family members laughing and sitting in this backyard, soaking in sun and just having fun. And I also see this image of being in a cafe in the evening with my friends, and we are playing games and just having a good time with each other. When I think of peace, I see myself alone in this beach, looking at sun as it is setting, and the seagulls and the birds are there, and I am calm and collected, and my thoughts are very organized, and I'm able to see everything in slow motion for some reason. For content, this was actually a bit tricky, but I see here my family being happy with me and are proud of me, and I am happy with myself, and I see myself in this sphere where I am pursuing something that makes impact and I am respected in my field. So, I don't know about you, but this drill really made me feel good. I found myself in this conundrum where I wanted to come up with an advice to give the younger version of me. If you have listened to some of my earlier episodes, you would know that as I was coming of age, I had this confusion about what to do with my life and my career, and I couldn't get the guidance or couldn't get the type of guidance I needed, and I was very ambitious. So this confusion was the main reason for me to start this podcast, because I wanted to talk about things or maybe guide others who are maybe coming of age. And so after reading from here and there, I had the stages of realization about the advice I could give to, you know, younger generation. So the first one was follow your passion, which is like very old, which was actually overthrown by Cal Newport's hypothesis, which was be rare and valuable in something that interests you, in some field whatever field that interests you. And then the third one was that just enjoy the journey to your goal, which was actually inspired by Ryan Higa, the YouTube personality. So it was about be happy or chase happiness. Do what makes you happy. I have already touched the topic about why follow your passion is not a good advice, but if you are curious, then you might want to refer to the first and second episodes of my podcast. And now recently I came to the realization that do what makes you happy is not also a good advice to give to people, because there comes this factor of instant gratification, which is basically about living in the moment and enjoying and doing what makes you happy. So now the question is, what is the next big motto we need to tell the younger generations to follow? And I realized, forget academic success or a successful corporate career or whatever. As a human, what is our basic nature, our basic want? As we grow more and more old, we realize what really matters in our lives is happiness, peace, and content. Now, depending on the type of person someone is, they associate these states with either their living conditions or like materialistic thing or places or people. Like for someone, happiness is money or love or being the best in their classes. I tried to define and differentiate between these terms and how they are interrelated, and this is what I came up with. Happiness is usually associated with an achievement, reward, or ambition. It is about having positive vibes and hopes. It is something you feel when your desire is fulfilled. But another property of being happy is that this feeling or this state is transient state. By the property of homeostasis of our brain, human always come back from feeling happy to being not happy, which makes us pursue things that will make us more happy. Peace, on the other hand, well, as much as I have understood, I talk about inner peace when I say peace. This is when you are calm and collected irrespective of the surrounding, even when the surrounding is chaotic. That is, your thought processing does not depend on what you are surrounded by. The chaos doesn't affect you to the level as to destroy your focus or displace your center. You are always centered when you are at peace. Now, the third term was a bit tricky for me. That is content, which is when you are satisfied with what you own and have and don't desire something enough as to affect your happiness or peace. That is, the absence of which cannot affect your happiness. Contentment is not the absence of desire, but it's about not desiring enough as to disturb your mind. You have this trust in yourself and in universe's plan for you, and even when you are struck with something bad, you always count your blessings and trust that better days are ahead, irrespective of what the problem is. Talking about happiness, that is situation and people dependent, and it is a temporary state and it keeps coming and going. It does not stay constant. And peace, how I see peace is that, so for me, you have two different worlds around you. The one is the outer world, that is the world that you see. The second one is your inner world. Everything going on in your mind, that is your thoughts. The interesting thing here is that the outer world is constant for everyone. It is the inner world that makes the outer world different for everyone. 7 billion people, 7 billion thought processes, and 7 billion versions of realities. Your inner peace, or peace in general, is in your hand to manage. You can be peaceful by controlling your thoughts and your take on the happening in the world, and be above all the chaos and conflicts by molding your thought processes. Inner peace is not the absence of chaos, but it is the characteristic that doesn't let you stress out or like overanalyze or overthink things that make you chaotic. We always tend to forget how powerful our thoughts are, and that is when we let the external world affect our inner world and we let others destroy our peace. Contentment is, it is not about being content with your present or your current situation, and it's not about not trying to improve it. Content is more about accepting your current situation, but also knowing that living is a continuous process of improvement, and improving our lives for good is what living is. Contentment is more about what we choose to focus on, that is the positive sides rather than the negative sides. Summarizing, happiness brings excitement in life. It makes life worth living. It makes our life not boring. But the thing to remember about happiness is there is no living happily ever after. There is no forever happiness. Happiness comes and goes. Peace is about realizing how powerful you are and how powerful your thoughts are, and aligning them with your world such that you are the center. Contentment or content is about awareness that there is no supreme state or goal of having it all. It is about realizing that happiness is not forever and that life is about improving or maybe staying still, like depends on you. The idea of happiness, peace and content and its importance in our life is actually a very broad topic, but I have been thinking about it for a very long time, and these are some of the things that I concluded on after reading about them, thinking about them, learning about them, and I thought that I'll discuss it with you guys, and if you want to talk more about it, you can text me wherever. And I'll be stopping here for this week's episode, and I hope to see you again next week. If you really like this episode, then leave some feedback and have a nice week ahead. Bye-bye.